This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode. We talk about the rules of Instagram when you have a girlfriend sweating at work and fake IDs. Check it out, share it with friends, enjoy. J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Keep sending them in. I want to thank you for sending those emails. They keep getting better and better every single day. They're more specific and they're more to the point and they got good questions. And I'm really excited about all you guys jumping on board. So thank you. Let me say this right now. It feathers my nuts hearing back from you guys listening to the podcast on Snapchat. I've been getting so many cool snaps from you guys just saying that you're enjoying it and where you're listening to it and how you're listening to it and with people you're listening to it. It's very cool for me. So if you're on Snapchat, JTrain56, you can find me there. And it tickles my nuts. But let me tickle your nuts for a second, Mr. or Mrs. Listener. Let me take out that long feather and graze it across the seam of your nuts and say thank you. And do me a favor, tell one friend about this podcast. It's the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. So send it, give the gift of JT, Papa JT, to a friend and send it along to them. And I actually got a follow-up because I've been saying this the last few weeks about me taking out the feather and taking a long 4-foot feather and, you know, rubbing it on the seam. And I actually got an email sent to me before we even get started here. And it was from a Reddit, it says, read this on Reddit, who knows if it's true, and it just says, the seam on your nutsack is where your vagina mended together when you were developing in the womb. So, if that is true, let me feather your former vagina, and say thank you for listening, and I'm really appreciative, and just keep telling your friends, keep spreading the words, because the numbers keep going up every week. It's unbelievable. I'm very excited about today's guest. I was just looking for some new blood, and I'm out the other night, and I'm talking with our old friend Lisa Traeger, who's been on the podcast a couple times, and I was like, who would you have on? Because, you know, there's all these people moving here to New York. With comics, there's people moving, you know, you start in one city, and then you go to two beacons. You go to New York or LA, and there's been this Chicago influx, and Lisa's kind of my ear to the ground for some new blood to come on the podcast. And she was like, you got to get my buddy Jeff on. He was known as the best at going down on chicks in Chicago. And I go, stop right there. He's perfect. Jeff Steinbrenner, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. What an introduction.
I gotta talk you up, man. I hear that. And I'm like, oh, we gotta go down specialist. Get him in here.
So I don't think I knew I was known for that.
Oh,
though.
No. This
I
is, mean, this I didn't news know this to you.
Well, yeah.
Look, you're sitting a little bit taller now.
And that's something I take, I mean, pride in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how about you personally?
I mean, I love doing it. Love so doing hearing it, yeah. That I'm good at it, you know, right. Being good at what you love, like, what do you want more than that, right?
Well, I feel like that there's still a large contingency of men out there who aren't.
Well, I think there's some fear.
Is
right,
that what it is?
I think it's fear. I think, and I've always said
face to face with it is too intense.
Yeah, too intense. Also, it's like, you know, you don't know if you're going to be good at, like, you know, it's like taking that first, you know, first swing of the bat.
Yeah.
How do I look doing this? Everyone's watching me.
Right.
My mom's here. You know, right. Like, I don't know how she got in the room, but whatever. But I'm saying, you know, but what a reputation to have.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of. I think it actually comes partly from just physical gifts. I'm like, this is my tongue.
Oh my God.
See,
for those of you listening at home, that tongue literally made my penis go inside of me.
It's scary, right?
It scared the shit out of me.
It's so like LeBron James.
You even
James
put out the tongue.
Is a physical
like,
athlete.
Hold on. You put out the tongue in a way that you've shown off that tongue before. It was off to the left. Yeah. It was as if you showcased.
It hangs down.
Your tongue.
Yeah. It's like if a Komodo dragon was going in for a kill. Yeah. Yeah. It just kind of falls out.
You just showed me your tongue as if it could be an accident for someone, like a girl to see at a bar. And like she would be like, "Oh my god, did you see that guy's tongue? I gotta talk to him."
And they come over. And
yeah.
The thing is though, but it's, I don't think for guys out there with tiny tongues, I don't think that that's necessarily problem.
No,
right? It's not necessarily size.
What an affliction to have. What if you had just like a mini tongue? Ooh. And someone was like, "Is that a kitten?
The micro
going down on me?"
You know? That weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, I'm excited to have you on because I trust Lisa. We've done shows together, and she goes, "You were the first name." And I'm happy to have you on. So all of you guys go get on get on board with Jeff Steinbrenner. He is on Twitter at Jay Steinbrenner on Twitter at Jay Steinbrenner on Twitter. JSTEINBRUNNER.
Go check him out.
He's also on Snapchat, and maybe you could show off the tongue.
Oh, I have to.
So this comes out on Friday. So Friday morning, have a tongue story up.
Oh, done.
For the lady listeners to see and the men. You gotta see this. You
right, know?
Listen, guys just being like, "Oh, listen, good on you."
Right. That's how I made friends through school, just showing off freak show talents. That's what you do.
That's the move. So Jeff, I think we went over kind of what we do here. I'm pumped to have you on. You ready to answer some emails?
Yeah, I want
to
find out what's going on.
We got some great emails. Keep sending them in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I love the questions we got this week. We're going to start off right away with let's go right into it. I love this. I love this one. It's about Instagram. You an Instagram creeper?
I've started to give up on it, but I used to be on it a lot.
What do you mean give up on it?
I haven't posted in months. I'm sorry.
Are you
Snapchat all the time now?
Are you creeping on chicks though?
No, I wasn't. I knew that people could see what you were liking, and I was like, this is too much.
Well, this is the big issue. This guy writes, "Sup, J Train on your mom. I'm about to be a junior at a Big Ten school and recently got into a relationship this past semester. Having never had a girlfriend before and being new to the unwritten rule of the dating game, I've recently come across a dilemma. We all follow Instagram accounts featuring highly attractive women, TFM girls, 10 worthy, to name a few." He just promoted other ones where he whacks off to. "Most of us probably happen to follow the accounts of girls we're friends with or girls we've at least seen twerking in our basement at 2:30 in the morning. It's no secret that college-age females post some hot-ass fucking photos. For example..." I don't know what a hot
great if
photo
is. Yeah.
Wait, what are hot photos like? The one I'm looking at right now is an overhead shot of my girlfriend's good friend in a bikini. It does not disappoint. I would love it if he was writing the email with one hand, whacking off with the other.
"I need help now." Yeah, is this morally wrong? I want to finish.
Yeah, this is so these photos are hot and they're designed to generate a high volume of likes for my college age men like myself. Problem is, as I said before, I have now a girlfriend, which brings me to my question. Is it okay for me to like these spank bank worthy photos? What I mean by that is, would my girlfriend be upset or at least feel weird if she knew I was liking these photos or hot women that aren't her, some of them being her friends? Furthermore, would her friends think I was being creepy for liking their super hot photos when I'm currently dating their friend, or would they appreciate the extra double tap on the fire post? Or am I just being a little bitch for worrying about what people think of me over social media? I know it may not seem like a big deal, but it's one of those..." Listen, you're in the no judgment zone, buddy. This is a big deal. "So all the nuances of dating in this day and age that is a bit of a gray area. I totally agree. Any and all advice on the matter would be appreciated. You demand. Keep doing what you're doing. It's been making the days of my internship go by a hell of a lot faster." What do you think, Jeff? I think this is like one of those issues that's a non-issue,
then
it is an issue.
It'll become one.
It's something.
The three things, it could be all three of those things.
Yeah.
His girlfriend could be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends could love the attention.
Totally.
And then he could also just, who gives a fuck? I'm just double clicking on abs. Who gives a shit?
Well, that's the answer you'd give to your girlfriend. And then she's like, "Well, who gives a shit if I don't blow you anymore?" And you're I give a shit.
Well, no, and here's, now for me, no, I would never. I always try to avoid those things, and then I'd go out of my way to like, "Oh, now she's posing fully clothed with a dog, like if it's her friend, I'll like that one," as opposed to...
You ever follow like a hot chick? Like, I have a good friend of mine, she's good, very good looking, good friend of mine, got a boyfriend, was like, "Oh my god, all my likes went down."
Yeah.
Because what we do...
Is he posted all the time now?
Listen, we know what we're doing as dudes. We're liking these because it's just... I've said it on this podcast before. It's a little tap at the window. It's just, here I am. It's
you
me.
You remember me. There's my name.
It's me, J Train.
Right. I'm part of the ledger now.
Yep. I got a half chub.
Yeah.
I do it, but I'm not saying I do it. It's basically what it like is.
Well, and then beyond that, it's also you're supporting everything in their life, too. Because, yeah, I've noticed when hot girls will get guys and stuff, and it's like, well, no, I can't support. Still a beautiful lady, I can't support your lifestyle.
Yeah, your lifestyle.
With this guy.
I do not agree your monogamous lifestyle.
Yeah, what you're doing, it's not right.
And also, it's like, you have to be, then you become this, like, there's creepiness of like liking it, and then there's the creepiness of just sticking around.
Yeah,
you know, like I have these ex girlfriends that like that's the beauty. I think Instagram fell into a had a happy accident happen where on Facebook, you know, there's this like we're friends. On right. Twitter, you see so and so follow so like if we followed each other on Twitter. It would say, I follow you, you follow me. But on Instagram, all it says is that you follow them. They don't really, if you go to their account, it doesn't say Jared follows you. Yeah. It just says there's the account. Like, there's a little bit more anonymity.
Right.
So
a
you can.
Tiny bit.
A tiny bit. So you can. So, like, I had, like I have a good friend of mine got divorced. And
girl,
listen. Guy got divorced. The girl moved on.
Yeah.
I'm sticking
much
around
faster,
well,
yeah.
much faster, but I'm sticking around for the show.
Yeah.
That's when the show starts.
Now that is something that we have not been privy to for hundreds of years.
This is what I'm
now
saying.
You're looking in the window of, yeah.
Of someone
moving
on with their life.
That's a
and
big
I'm
one too.
Like sitting there, divorce. You know, with the Michael Jackson popcorn meme. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, how's she doing? Like, right. Now I become interested. Now I'm a fan.
She's at a friend bachelor party in Barbados.
Well, hold on. She blocked me.
Really?
She went through and actively went out of her way.
How many followers did she have?
Not enough, small enough amount
where she could
like suss out
the creeps.
Yeah. So I'm saying, so this whole conversation is to illustrate that you're not weird for having these feelings. And I have been in a situation. I dated this one girl, former girlfriend of mine. She was like, she was on my stats. She's like, this girl, you're following, because you can see who someone follows from the, basically, if you go to someone's account and you click following,
yeah,
it'll show who they're following in the order that they followed.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
fun.
So listen, let me help you out. I'll be the king creep on this.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, it seems like you're helping out anybody who's going to be stalking later on.
Or
yeah.
Going back. I had this situation happen to me. The girl, my girlfriend at the time, she was like, who the fuck is this chick?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I had to like have an explanation of like, we met before, you know, you came into the picture. And she was like, well, she's at the top of your list. You had to follow her. Like, she did the dates in her fucking head. So I'm like, oh, fuck.
She
like,
was
I'm
your
caught.
Tom MySpace first friend.
I am literally, I am your Jesus on the cross. I'm taking this hit for you guys.
Yeah.
Literally, you know, teaching this story. So here should be the rules. When you're done, here are the rules with Instagram. If you are in a relationship and it has been said, you're my girlfriend, I'm your boyfriend, you're done following new people. You're just done.
Yeah.
You're locked out of private accounts. You have to remember the names of people you're trying to whack off to.
That's the worst part.
That's
right?
The worst part.
It's crazy long.
Listen, you got to keep a new black book in your pocket and write down all these names.
Right. The new black book.
Yeah. The new. What's in your black book? Oh, it's just Instagram accounts that I'm not allowed to follow. But
suicide
I whack
girls,
off to.
Suicide girls, yoga people.
Yeah. This is yoga pant chick. No, but I'm saying you're done following new accounts.
Yeah.
Unless. Here are the rules. Once you've called a girl your girlfriend, I wrote this down.
Girlfriend's parents can follow their Instagram.
Yeah, you can follow them.
Right.
You are now stuck with the babes. Let's call them the babes or dudes if you're a girl. Either way, it works for both sides. Once you've said that we are in a relationship, you are stuck with the babes
that you have
followed.
Yeah.
You are also done liking.
Oof.
You're done liking because people can see that shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Also, any girl before the relationship is fair to keep on your babe roster. That's fair. Because if she says, who is this? You can easily make up, oh, we met at a party like 2 years ago. I don't know who it is. And then she'd be like, why? So I don't know. It's just on there. You can take the path of least resistance. I don't know. It's just
but
some
really,
shit.
She's a girl they had a one-night stand
with
from the internet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Whatever it ends up being.
Yeah.
But then once in the, you can only like pictures of girls with a K next to their number of followers.
There we go.
So you
it's
can
just lost in the
yeah,
sea.
Yeah, because if you like a Kim Kardashian picture and your girlfriend takes offense to that, like your girlfriend needs to get over it.
Right.
But if you like Kim, her best friend,
right,
with 200 followers, we all know it's that tat.
Yeah. But unless it's like, well, that boner tat posted with, oh, she met Pee Wee Herman.
You can like celebrity pictures.
Yeah.
You have to really be sure that this is, you can't be like bikini shots and be like, oh, I like this. No, it's bad. Yeah. You don't go down that road. So the advice is, yes, you're right for noticing. You stop following your new babes. You only like hot girls. If you feel like you have to like, just do it with a K next to the number. Because you can like be anonymous in that case. Also, start memorizing some handles.
Yeah, and now you're gonna have this whole backlight. Instead of remembering phone numbers like we did as kids, now exactly. We can just go back to Demonica 636. The thing about that question, though, and it's interesting, is that it's that's one you can't even bring up. Like, cause it's even just awkward to be like, are you gonna get mad if I like these?
Well, it's one that you don't bring it up, but that's what I'm saying.
The talk itself is like awkward.
It's awkward because you're just admitting to what you're masturbating to.
Good first email.
Yeah, thank you. So no, but I'm just saying this is one of those issues you can't go to your parents with. You know, they didn't have to deal with this at any time. Who do you go to? And listen, I've been through this. I had this happen. The girl, we got in a fight about this. I remember because I met the chick. I remember the chick she was mad about, and it was a chick I met at a show in Connecticut, and then I was like, of course I'm going to follow this chick, she's hot.
Yeah.
And then we ended up dating, me and this other girl got in a relationship, and she's like, who the fuck is this? And I was like, how do I explain that?
Right.
You know?
So then on Snapchat, can people see who you're...
Well, they used to have the best friends on Snapchat.
That's what it was.
And then they got rid of it.
So I had to... someone I did have to take off Snapchat once I got back together with an ex, and then it was like...
That was the most ridiculous function of an app. The minute they got rid of that, I knew that someone that was a boss dude was in charge of that company.
It was like when Tinder used to have the... it would tell you if the person was online or not.
Yeah.
And then finally they got rid of that. They're like, no. People know they're spending 38 hours. Hours in a row.
I'm on this way too much. Way every too 2 minutes I'm online. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jeff Steinbrenner @JSteinbrenner on Twitter @JSteinbrenner on Twitter. He's got a show. If you're coming to New York, he's got a great show called Comedians You Should Know. It's a show that was in Chicago, right?
Yeah, and then it moved to LA. Well, I mean, it moved. They opened up a second one in LA. And okay. Now this is the now East Coast branch.
Okay, starting. And explain the show in like one sentence. If someone's coming to New York, they want to be a part of a cool thing.
Yeah, I would say it's just the best curated stand-up you can find. They have high, what is it? Values. No, high standards.
High standards.
Boom.
Okay.
And then, just try to put on a real, just showcase comedians as best you
can.
And
it's in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, off the gutter.
The gutter.
Yeah.
So this is like one of those, like, if you come to New York to visit, there's like very different types of, you go to a club, you're going to go get the club experience. If you go to a place called the gutter, you're going to be sitting there with a PBR and, you know, having a good time in a different way.
Nice, but it's the same. Back room,
packed room.
Separate,
hot comics.
Which is nice.
Yeah, so that's great. So go follow Jeff. Go follow the show called Comedians You Should Know. It's in Brooklyn. Let's do this. Divorce.
We're getting divorced. What's happening?
That's what this is called.
Oh, God.
So, yes. Okay. Shalom. Hitting you with that Hebrew. Thought you might like something different. The podcast has been getting me through my shitty summer job, so thanks. So yesterday, I decided to end my 3-year-long distance relationship with a girl I talked about marriage and kids with. So now I'm sitting in my house with a case of natties wondering what the fuck I do now. Get a better beer. That's my...
Yeah,
start it off. I
try. Move to hard liquor.
How sad is that? I ended my 3-year long distance relationship. Let me get those natties. And get yourself an Amstel Light at least.
Wait, and this was 3 years of long distance?
3 years of long distance. I tried ending it smoothly, but she has been pretty cunty, asking for all the clothes asking for all the clothes she bought me back, but I want to keep them because they're actually high quality shit. Gold cups, Sperry's, Polo.
What's she going to do with them?
I have my senior year starting soon. Senior year and with grad school in the future. So this guy's going to be a senior in college. He's talking about marriage and kids. All right, that was
and
all bullshit.
And he's about to get his Sperry's taken from him.
Yeah, he's going to be walking around barefoot at school. So what the fuck do I do, and should I keep the shit? P.S. I will be making all my pledges listen to this shit that is crack for my ears. Thanks. No, I appreciate you listening. I hear what he's saying. He wants to keep the shit because out of pride. What's he going to do, mail it? They're long distance.
Clothing's something that I can't.
Ever had to do that trip where you give back something to an ex, like you break up and they're like, I want that thing back?
Yeah, something specific, but it's always just, I mean, it was never long distance, so that's easier. You can at least, you know, throw the shit on their door, you don't have to see them and just leave.
Yeah.
Boy,
3 years and wants clothes back?
I think I think what she's doing is she's just,
I made you look good.
Yeah.
I'm
taking back all these things that I gave to you.
I'm gonna show you how you need me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, did he get her any gifts?
Who the fuck?
So they're gonna start the like, oh, and I also want back that fern that I got you. And
you gotta, when a relationship ends, I don't know how you feel about this, Jeff, but you got, get out. It's like a house is on fire. Get the fuck out.
I'm real bad the other way, though. I'm always keeping exes.
You're keeping them around?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you do that?
For now, I would say it's even so hard in the age we're at now. You're going to see them anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, usually they get pretty intertwined in your life, and it's like, just try to keep things.
Oh, I'm so the opposite.
Also, irons in the fireplace, always.
Yeah, you're looking to get fucked again.
It's a problem.
But I think for this guy, where it's a 3-year relationship, they're long distance,
and it's done.
Get the fuck, the house is on fire.
Yeah.
Leave the kids and grannies and get the fuck out.
Right.
Take care of number one. And taking care of number one means, and all these clothing things do, they're just ways to keep in touch so that this girl doesn't feel as lonely. You know, she's saying, I want the clothes back, because it's another way to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
And what you do,
I can dress up my body pillow in those clothes.
Exactly. And I can smell you.
Smell you all
for the,
out.
For the rest of my
you
nights.
You better not wash those before you send them.
I just think like you kind of, with a relationship, like when I end a relationship and someone, like I play dead, like a bear's above me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, fucking.
Just in the middle of the street.
Rip these clothes off me. Fucking get out of here. And what this does is it lets you move on. Like if he holds onto those clothes, really, like if he holds onto those clothes, he's going to be thinking about her every time he puts them on.
Any girl who compliments him. Oh, you look great. Who put you together?
My ex-girlfriend, actually. I have a shirt that an ex-girlfriend got for me. I think of her every time I put it on. And I'm like, I don't even need this fucking shit.
And you just take it off again.
Yeah.
Memory made.
I actually put it on a shrine I have to her. You know what I mean? Like, this is the thing. Like, you saying I'm not giving it back. Like, all you're doing is extending this misery.
Still, though, nice clothes.
I know, man. But like, call your mom. You know,
like, make your pledges make you new clothes.
Yeah, get them knitting. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Jeff Steinbrenner @JSteinbrenner on Twitter. Go follow him, support him. Great comic. Go get involved. Girls, let's do this one. I like this one. Girl on internship. Okay, this is another long distance one, I think. J Train, longtime fan of the podcast, tell my brothers and friends to listen to during their shitty summer jobs. Now that your ego is peaking, here's a story leading into a short.
God, your listeners know you well, too. It's crazy.
We have a passionate fan base, okay? Leading to into a short, not so simple question. About 6 months ago, I started hanging out with this girl, 788. Okay, so now, Jeff, you're new here, so we have a rating system on the podcast.
Oh, I did want to learn. Lisa was trying to get me up to date on this.
Yeah, so it's the area code method, face, body, personality. So 788, 7 face, 8 body, 8
personality is good.
This is great.
I like that big number.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
After a few times out, I knew this was different than some other trim slutting it up on campus. Slutting it up on campus. I just imagine a girl walking around like with like no like a skirt that's too high. Like, hello, boys.
What would you even have to do now? Yeah, especially today.
Yeah. We started getting to get more serious, but because of our majors, we would only see each other twice a week or so. After a few months, we both felt like we had developed a good connect. Here's the problem. This summer. In fall, she's headed out to do an internship rotations. She'll be gone until December to like 15 different locations around the U.S. and even overseas. Great opportunity for her, but she left. But before she left, we talked about what we were going to do. We decided that we wanted to keep in contact because of what we had already developed, but we knew long distance would be tough. So we, and he puts in quotes, stayed together and talked about when she'd come be home to visit and back on campus and when we would meet up. Or when I should go visit and the intended plan of getting back to what we were before she left. She's been gone for about a month and will still snap and text, which is good. Here's the problem. I don't want to feel like a burden. We've all had someone who's been in a relationship that comes off needy and needs to constantly be in contact with you. These people could drain your nerves or at least mine very quickly. I'm with this dude. She'll be in each place for about 2 weeks. Also a solo intern living by herself. So I figure she'd be a bit lonely. Yet, once again, I don't want to be a pest. So my question is, how much communication is that Goldilocks zone? How much is too much, too little?
Love this question. I feel like it's something that I can feel out because of what we had. I don't want to fuck things up beyond repair for when she's back in the spring or even before then. Thanks for your help. What do you think?
Interesting.
Right?
Well, and so, but then that means the intent is to... One, keep her from screw. What is she on tour for? Like hospitals?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know what the
but
the
there'll
job
be doctors,
is.
Lawyers. There's gonna be a lot of attractive guys.
Sounds
around
like
there.
Sounds
powerful
like,
people.
Yeah, there's. It sounds like she's gonna be around just a new dude every week.
Yeah,
which like I for
does not seem as hard for women.
Doesn't seem as hard for women.
But that's just from
I. What do you, but we both know the situation. Have you ever met a girl where you're like, okay, this is great. Then you're like, okay, she's going away.
I've done it the other way. So then I was the one leaving and then okay. We were talking about, well, let's just try to stay up until you leave and then do a clean break that way. And then
do you have any strategy? Before, did you have any strategy for keeping in touch, but not too much?
No, because, and he's talking about the Goldilocks zone. We screwed up because we went back and forth where it's like, well, blocked from all social media. This will just be easier. And then the sobbing phone call. No, I can't take it without you in my life. Life,
it's a tight wire
back. Yeah. And it, so if his intended purpose is to make sure, hey, I'm still around and interested, I don't know if he's snapping and stuff and he doesn't have anyone else in his.
Here's my plan for this guy. I got a plan for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what you do, dude. It sucks. But one is never get jealous. Never ask about other dudes. Never ask who you're
with. Who's in your snap.
Who's in your snap. Never get jealous. Oh, obvious. Yeah. Because all you're going to do is when someone gets jealous of you, it actually pumps up your ego. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, maybe I should be fucking other people that are better looking. Maybe this guy is a better catch.
Why would he be threatened by this guy's huge dick?
Exactly. So the worst thing this can do when someone goes away is to get jealous of anything. Just don't. Just don't even admit to it. Don't even question. If she says, I'm going out with my friends, have a great time. Don't be like, who are you going out with? Because we all know you're asking for a sexual breakdown.
Yeah.
So don't just say, you have to be a cheerleader from back home. You got to be the chick, you know, when the sailboat's riding away with all the Navy guys and there's a girl at the dock like, goodbye, boys. You know, like you have to be that chick. You got to be super supportive, super excited for them to leave and to come back. So. Yeah. The real move here is to be so cool that she can't wait to that you are cooler
She's
than any other one
you.
Guy
right.
that she would meet on these 2 week rotations or whatever they are.
And you wouldn't try to like play the jealousy game in reverse, would you? Where it's like, oh, I'm snapping with my friend.
Don't play the game.
Right,
just be cool. Have a fun summer.
You like her. You guys had fun.
Yeah.
Wait for her to come back.
And actually, his answer lives in the situation. Yeah. The answer to his question is he gets a new. He's got to play, you got to be like a, with the communication stuff, so don't get jealous is one. The second piece of advice is you got to be a tennis pro, okay?
Right.
So the move is a tennis pro does individual lessons, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so when a tennis pro gives an individual lesson, he'll sit at one side of the court and just hit over lobs.
Yeah.
And then the other person.
Some easy.
And then the other, and then the person getting the lesson. Wax them right back, okay? So all you got to do is serve up some lobs. So every 2 weeks, if there's no communication, you know she's in the new city. You say, how's the new city?
Yeah.
You got, or I was just on Thrillist and they mentioned best bars in Boston. Or I was
Philly's
just
got great Snapchat filters. Yeah, so let's see them.
you have actually a built-in narrative
True.
For every couple weeks. So if you have a week where it dries up, 2 weeks later, you'd be like, hey, I just saw this. I was just watching Drivers, Dine-Ins, and Dives. They were in San Francisco. Aren't you there? You should go to this place. Mm. Be helpful and be excited about the new place that she's at because now you have a
Admit
new thing to talk
about.
Admit
you're a Guy Fieri fan too.
Yes.
From long distance.
This is, so what you're doing is you're serving up that law, okay? Yeah. And then she's either going to come back with a rat-tat-tat. She's going to have something to say. And then she'll have a return question. If she's still interested, she'll always come back with, how are you doing? What have you been up to? And then you just say what you're up to. Let the conversation go as it goes. And then it runs out of steam. And then you then... At that point, when it runs out of steam, you're out of balls to lobby, to lob. Now she's got to pick up the balls and bring them back to you.
Yeah.
That's what happens at tennis camp.
Or she'll load up the machine and just leave the court. just have fun.
One or the other. So, but I'm saying, when she's collecting the balls, that's her being like, that's her on a random Tuesday being like, hey, I'm so bored. What's been going on? Now she's reaching out to you. You know what I mean? So you get to refresh every 2 weeks that you're interested with a text about the place that she's at. And then if she's in a lonely moment, she'll get in touch with you. She'll start saying, hey, I'm at, you know, just the reminder.
Absolutely.
Alone.
But you're like a comfortable person.
Yeah.
Because I like have a friend and, you know, he's trying to do the online dating stuff. Mm-hmm. And if someone doesn't respond in like a day, day and a half, he's already like shaking.
I hear it.
And so, I mean, yeah, I think that's all great advice. And he's got to fight that if he's that type of person. But
this is why I give him the every 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Thing.
So, like, no, that's a great block.
So at least he knows. Listen.
And I'm sure she'll contact in some way in between.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. That's her bringing back the ball.
Absolutely.
You know, you're just getting it out there.
Just don't be antsy.
Just don't be antsy and play it. Act above it. No jealousy.
Yeah.
Just be cool. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jeff Steinbrenner at Jay Steinbrenner on Twitter. Go follow him. Support him. How about this one? I like this one.
Have we all guy perspective so far?
What's that?
Have we all guy questions so far?
We've had all guy questions. Okay. We could do a chick one. Let's do a chick email. We got a chick one right now. Shelby in the booth filling in for Mansam.
Hey, Shelby. Thanks.
got a chick email.
I was like, oh, why are you introing him for an email? Oh, now I get it.
One of my greatest pleasures is watching a new guest hear the chick email intro music.
Blows their
excuse
mind.
For sex with a new guy.
Ooh.
It's Tuesday. What the fuck? Hey, Jared and guest. Longtime podcast listener through TFM, but recently just subscribed and started listening to your older episodes. Great stuff since day one. Thank you. So my question, I'm a girl, and a few weekends ago, my guy friend from undergrad got a group of us together for a weekend lakeside drinking and the like. I hooked up with one
just
of his.
Fantastic.
Love a lakeside beer. Love it. I just got hard hearing the story.
Right.
I hooked up
water a shark can't get you in. Perfect.
Yeah, this is perfect. Sharkless waters.
Sharkless waters.
Really,
so nice.
The only beer drinking waters that I want to be around. I hooked up with one of his friends who I've known a while. So she was at the lake. They're having some beer. She hooks
invited
up.
Invited by him, the friend.
Hooked up with one of his friends. I'm interested in continuing to hook up, but not at all in dating him. Sounds like my type. Here's my issue. We're alumni now, and the guy in question lives in our college town while I'm about 30 minutes away. How do I make up excuses to see him and hook up with that without making him think I want to date him? My friends who are no longer in the area suggested asking him to lunch, but I feel like one, that's still super date-ish, and two, this isn't on the sober hookup level yet. Appreciate the advice.
So she's just asking, how can I keep fucking this townie?
How do I fuck this college townie without letting him know
that it's going nowhere?
That it's going nowhere. Oh, but also, like, she just wants to end up. She wants this to happen. She wants to walk into a supermarket and be like, you're here?
Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah. Let's fuck tonight. But that she can't because she's got that distance in between.
Or even look at this meat locker in the back.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Bring that meat to the locker.
Well, what's her worry? That he's going to try to get her to move 30 minutes east and they're going to live there forever?
I think that she, with distance, and I see her point, there's no chance for being casual.
And so you can't get the drunk when you...
This is what I'm saying. So like the supermarket thing that I just brought up, like she has no chance of running into him and being
30
like...
30 minutes.
Yeah, she's like, I'm out. You don't know that late night text where you're like, I'm out tonight. Let me know.
Yeah.
LMK.
Well, see, but in my old college town, there was only like one street that had bars on it. And if you were 20
minutes... Where'd you go
to school? Ohio University.
Oh, that's a big party school.
Yeah, in the hills of Athens.
Yeah.
So if you had to go meet, you know, if you were going to go drink, you'd go to the... you go to Court Street. That's the one strip.
Yeah. But then she's got to stay there.
I know. You're right.
This is the... So she wants to create casual.
Yeah.
So my move...
And not on the sober level yet is also a whole nother...
Not on the sober level. Here's her move. You got to have a hometown game before you can have an away game.
Yeah.
So she's got to create... She's already had this lakeside hangout, which is great, very specific. But she does have a group of friends in her own town. What she needs to do is to get this same crew to do a very similar party for no reason in her town. And then that crew will... And then she sends a text, hey, we're doing this... Ba-da-da-da, you gotta come.
Hey.
And then he comes.
Right.
And he comes.
Yes. So we're doing... Christmas in July?
Yeah,
what are we making up?
This is what I'm saying. But create... when the luxury of... My buddy used to call the year after college freshman year two. Like after you graduate, because you're doing the same amount of drinking, but with a little bit of dough.
But now you're working at Radio Shack.
Yeah,
now, just on the outskirts of town.
You're doing the same amount of drink. You're the same person. Just because you graduated college doesn't mean you're like all of a sudden you're this old woman or man. You're still looking to go out and fuck.
Oh yeah.
But now you have this whole new city to play in.
I mean, more so because you're confident now.
Totally. So what she should do is they create an event. I love the summer, Christmas in July.
Right, something silly.
Something silly because everyone, you're 23. Go for it. Do whatever the fuck you want. Because you got kids.
It'd be too weird to be like, hey, my friend is turning 23.
No. Yeah, you
don't know her friend.
You got to have a weird event. Right. She's got to create a weird event
that people have to show up to.
So yeah. Maybe you do Christmas in July. I think also maybe you do you could just do a bar crawl. Like
bar crawl's fun. That's a
bar
good
crawl where you do maybe a schedule one. Maybe you do an around the world bar crawl where in your town that you're in now, you go to all the ethnicities.
Yeah.
You know, do an Olympic one. The Olympics are coming
That's
up.
That's fun.
Create an event for the Olympics. But
Smash Brothers tournament.
They're
all busy. You take the guy.
You go in the back room. Right. But I'm saying it has to happen on her home turf first.
Right.
Because then they can hook up and then they can create a plan going forward. Now she can say, hey, I'm going to, maybe I could come to you. Then you can go away game.
On this next event, now do you try to keep it somewhat sober or is it just normal?
Yeah, whatever. You want lots of alcohol.
Get an Uber driver. Drink on the way here.
Yeah, this event that you create in your hometown to get this.
It's a trash
fest. You're creating, basically, my advice for this girl is to set a trap.
Little Bonnaroo.
Yes. You're going to have. You're literally setting up a mirage for him to run into that will happen to have your vagina waiting for
this
him on the other end.
This freaking guy is like, this like.
I wish
what's
I was
the opposite of a Greek tragedy? Like I get to watch him and everything's falling into place and he has no idea.
But I'm saying she's got to set like one of those traps where there's a banana underneath the cage.
Yeah.
And this guy goes and tries to get at the banana and then the cage falls right on top of him. And yes, everybody listening at home, the cage is her vagina.
Oh, the cage is the vagina. I thought the banana was the
No,
vagina.
The banana is the drinking event.
Okay, great.
The cage is her vagina lying
just falling on top of him.
Right on top of that.
Covering his whole body.
Whole body. And just trapped in a
keeping
vagina.
Him forever. Great.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jeff Steinbrenner. Killing it, man. Steinbrenner on Twitter. Go follow him. Support him.
Great questions. You've had time with these questions, right? Have you read these before?
No, I do one read through to make sure that they're like legible. Yeah. And then
that's what I was thinking. What kind of lunatics?
We get some. There's some crazy ones in here. We got time for one more. Well, let's do one more, and then we do some hypotheticals in the news. We'll do all that stuff. So, fake ID advice.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is a high school email.
That's cute.
I love this one. I think we've done some fake ID questions in the past, but I always like coming back to something.
There's just enough pause for you waiting for that sound. I thought that I didn't know what was going to be like high school. Yeah. I don't think this is legal on the show.
Have you a fake ID? ID?
No, never did.
Never did.
No, I had to work. I was a doorman a couple times, so I had to check.
At
figuring out fake IDs.
So what is the biggest advice as a person who checked IDs? Because we have a lot of high school listeners. I'm not promoting illegal drinking. I'm just saying, what did you catch people on?
Man, just realize a lot of times people just do the older brother or friend. Yeah. So you don't look like your photo. Yeah. I know they like think they do. And
they've convinced themselves.
They've convinced them. Yeah.
I remember I had some other dudes and I was like, yeah, it's me. And I'd like hold it against the mirror until I
just believe
just
it.
Just until I believe
no,
it.
No, my face. This is my face now. No, and so then you don't, they never have half of their stuff memorized. So it's super, what's your birthday? They can't remember birthday. I would say.
They come to the test unprepared.
Right. If you're going to do a fake ID, get your photo. I would say that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you can get those, right?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say yes or no to that. Right. Yo, J-Train, quick question from one toilet seat to another. I'll be a senior in high school after summer. I just acquired a fake ID and I live in a great college town. With that said, I'll great. Also be the only person at my school who will be able to buy alcohol. Any advice on what to do now? I don't see this as a big deal, but I'd like to hear if you have anything to say. As of recently, I've just been exploring the bars and clubs, seeing how it all works. Maybe one day I'll figure out how to order something other than a can of beer. Thanks. What do you think?
He's already, he's got the golden ticket. He's just got it. It's working. Oh, it's working.
Any advice?
Oof, don't get caught. I mean, you could start a little scam now. I mean, I don't know how much you want to be
my advice is don't tell anyone
you can supply a party, but you don't have to be everybody. You never thank
exactly
us.
you want the fake ID,
yeah,
but you don't want to be the fake ID guy.
You're correct.
That is the key to this, to the advice. You want to, I think of a fake ID, and you know, we all had those guys in high school that there was like, that's the guy who can get you alcohol. Mm-hmm. And it's like, being known as that guy, that's the guy who's also going to get caught.
Right.
So you just don't like want to be that
teacher.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
You don't want to be that guy. If anything, you should think of your ID. Like, I do think that it's a waste of his time to go to college bars. And this is just my advice. This is one guy to another. I think live in the reality you're in. You're only going to be 17 once with your 17-year-old friends living in the world of high school for one time. When you're in college, you're only going to be a pledge once. When you're, you know, when you're kicking in the bars, you're only going to have that moment once.
He can already pass for older, so he always looks like shit. He needs to enjoy being young.
His time at the bars will come with his friends, and those will be the best times. So my advice for a fake ID, it's nice to have. I would treat it as the fire alarm, the axe that's under the glass
you gotta shatter.
That you have to shatter. Yeah. You only use it in the last possible chance of emergency.
Yeah.
And
you only get that axe you're trying to impress somebody in your class.
If there's a girl that's like, if you're a virgin and there's some girl like, oh my God, I just wish I had a
handle Smirnoff of vodka.
Ice. You know, like if I could only get a Smirnoff Ice, then I would let someone deflower me. Then you're like, smash that glass, go get a sixer, and that's why you do it. But I'm saying, you don't, I just don't, I hear why it's cool to have one.
Right.
But I also know why it's cool. It sucks to get caught with one.
Sucks to get caught with one. And like you said, not even getting, but being known as the guy.
Yeah, you get used by people. Used, yeah. People are like, oh, they become your friends for not the right reasons. You want to be with a group of buddies that like.
Not being able to control the talking. That's the good one, what you said. Like where everyone's going to start knowing you as the guy and everyone
can't
whispering.
Control
now assholes you don't care about want you to pick up stuff.
Yeah. So I would just, if you're going to get a fake ID and like I'm not encouraging you to, I even think you're better off without it. But
yeah, just grow a mustache.
Grow a mustache. But if you're gonna be McLovin, I would just not be the guy. You don't want to be known. Like the worst thing that could happen is you get the fake ID and everyone's like, oh, it's McLovin. They start calling you McLovin because you're the ID guy.
No, the ID guy.
Now, you know, mom and dad are like, why are they calling you McLovin? You know, like all that shit. So I put it behind the glass. You only crack it in case there's a, you know, some chick that wants to fuck you for a Smirnoff Ice.
Right.
And that's it.
Very standard.
Be, you know, it's almost cooler to not have one at a certain point. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jeff Steinbrenner. Let's do one more. I think we got time for one more.
Nice.
Shelby, let's do one more.
Helping a lot of people today.
Listen. We are crushing advice right now. And you guys are all going to go follow him on Snapchat as well, @J Steinbrenner. On,
I'm pretty active on Snapchat now.
So get
really giving up the other one.
You got to see that tongue.
can't wait to see all these weirdos now.
I like this one. Are you a sweater? Do you sweat?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I love this one. Sup, Jay Trainer. I have a predicament that's stopping me from pulling chicks at work. You got a lot of priorities not straight in that first sentence. I have a predicament that stopped me from pulling chicks at work.
My predicament.
To keep it short, I have a management position this summer at one of the busiest national parks in Canada. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Ooh, cargo shorts on the ladies.
Get it going. Anyways, this summer is hot as fuck because global warming and shit. And I've encountered... It's always global warming. And I've encountered
but more importantly, moving on.
Fuck the earth. I gotta fuck.
The world's ending.
I've encountered a problem that stopped me from hooking up with hot tourists this summer. I'm sweating a lot.
Oh.
Now, I have a park uniform, which I've managed to make look somewhat badass, but I'm still sweating and it sucks. I started bringing deodorant to work, which is helping keeping the smell off, thank God. But I still get sweat stains and it's making me worried about if some hot German tourist is going to invite me to her tent for some intense sex. See the the pun.
Intense.
Yeah, I intense sex. I get it. Anyways, any help would be great.
We saw it.
Shout out to Mansamp and the guests. Okay, well, what do you think? How does he help? How do you help your sweating?
Jesus, you know, I avoid
Jesus,
social,
you pray to Jesus.
Pray to God. Why is this happening?
Go to Jesus. That's the only number one rule of sweating.
Medical grade deodorant. They got those.
They have those.
Yeah, you can get that.
Yeah, so. You can get a prescription of some sort.
Yeah, they got like the ones in the box that are like, this is prescription strength.
I had a buddy in college that was sweating was such an issue for him that he got this, like, you can get these like injections.
Yeah, so it's almost like Botox,
it's
right?
It's Botox, yeah. And they inject it into where you're sweating. The
put
problem
botulism
is...
botulism into your body.
Yes, the problem with this procedure is that there is a chance that you will sweat from one other place and one other place only. So what happened
was... your left nostril.
So hold on. So he got the procedure, and then all of a sudden, he can't stop his hands from sweating now. So he went from one issue... to another issue.
And he can't even open doors.
Can't even open doors.
Slipping, you know, off.
Yeah. So, but at least he doesn't have to get chicks wet before he fingers them. But I I kid. But I will say this. Sweat, that is kind of a metaphor for sweating.
Yeah.
When you take care of one thing, it becomes a problem in another because you're now, sweating is a lot of mental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, as a guy, who used to have to wear a suit every day to work.
Yeah.
This was a huge issue in New York City.
Summertime.
New York City is a hot fucking place. And it's, I don't know, something about the city just keeps the heat in.
Oh, it radiates, yeah. I mean, it becomes a furnace at
it's
all times.
It's a furnace at all times. Yeah. So I used to have to wear a suit, and I, like this kid, you know, I would show up to work literally looking like I jumped into a pool in my suit. So the move, and here's the move.
Okay.
You never wear your stuff on your commute.
Right.
You that's do the commute is really when you do most of your sweating. Getting to work, because you're like, I got to get there on time. You're mentally, you're going crazy. So what a lot of guys in my office would do, they would put all their ties and jackets at their cubicle.
And even better, he's got a uniform, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
He could be like a cartoon character. He could have seven.
He could have seven of them.
Yeah,
so he could come into work just wearing the pants with a t-shirt on. Then when he gets to work, he's got the seven, you know, he's... you know, Yogi Bear,
right.
You know, with all the
maybe
the
you do
same
that, just
ties.
Wear a tie. Don't wear pants. Just but wear a tie.
But you, yeah, exactly. Just tie.
Yeah. That's,
but I'm saying
swing
you
your picnic basket.
Have them waiting for when you need to have the uniform on.
Yeah.
Don't non-uniform time. You have to really get into it. Like when I would get to work, like when I would have to wear a suit, I'm going to work open shirt down to my navel.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm going unbuttoned down to my...
You're asking people to blow on you,
yes,
on the train.
I'm going cool. As casual as I can go, and then I get there, then I start buttoning up. That's
secondly,
the move.
He just has to go, I mean, full-on comic from the 80s and just pull out the towel and just dab it off, put
and
it
that,
back.
That's the other
keep
thing.
Keep a
like,
chamois on you.
Owning it is half the battle. So
it's hot out there. People are going to respect... I mean, you're already giving them tours and
you're
stuff,
you're hard
right?
at work.
You're in the woods.
Also, uniform dude... chicks dig that, man. Yeah. I think you're going to be okay. But understand...
And women like it when you gotta, stink.
Yeah, yeah, and also understand, you know, you got to play those non-uniform hours. You got to start preparing. And that's the move. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Jeff, thank you for coming on.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me. So fun.
Go support Jeff at Jay Steinbrenner on Twitter.
July 7th. Come out to that show at the Gutter.
July 7th. Go to the Gutter. That's a weird
come to
sentence.
The Gutter with me.
Come to the Gutter with Jeff. So we're going to come back with hypotheticals in the news. We will be right back.
What's up, guys? This is Rob Fox from the Inside TFM podcast. You can hear us every Thursday talk about all the dumb, drunk shit we did and what's going on at TFM and our takes on just what's going on around colleges in the country. So subscribe to us on iTunes or you can catch us on the site every Thursday.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Here with Jeff Steinbrenner. Thank you for coming on, Jeff.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me.
That
so
was
fun.
Great. All of you guys, go follow Jeff at Jay Steinbrenner on Twitter, at Jay Steinbrenner on Snapchat as well.
Yeah.
Shelby.
What is up?
Filling in for Mansamp today.
Yep.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Go find Shelby on Twitter, at Classic Shelb.
That is it. Same as Snapchat as well.
Yes. Classic Shelb. Go follow him. We got some hypotheticals. Are you guys ready?
Oh, born ready.
Okay.
Just for these.
There was one that I thought I read. Dearest Shit Czar, I write to you in a time of runny food poisoning poops while on the pearl throne I came up with. Okay. Would you rather be without your phone whenever you leave the house or be without it when you're home?
Ooh.
No phone out of the house or no phone in the house? What say you, Jeff?
I prefer no phone in the house.
Right?
I feel like it's almost like a disability now when you don't have... You have to pretend you're in the 90s again and the 90s sucks.
Listen, man, you forget your phone to go take a shit, it is like going to hell on earth.
I don't think I can... I think I can deal with that.
Moisturizers and shit. What do you think, Shelby?
I guess people watch out in public or just like do something weird. But like I live in a tiny apartment. What am I going to...
So you're saying you need it out of the... You don't need it out of the house.
I can live without it. It's not going to be easy.
And you're saying you need it in the house.
No, I need it outside.
You need it outside the house? Yeah. Shelby does not. He's a guy who's just staring at people.
Yeah.
Okay. Quite an admission. I'm taking no phone in the house because I got TV.
Then I realized, yeah, then no one, how would I ever set up?
I can, because my classic move, this is my move, is I will be... random night, and this might make me an alcoholic, I think, but I'll just go to a bar and I'll just sit at the bar and tweet, and it's almost like I think cell phones have mass alcoholism in a certain way.
Right. We're all just waiting on our friends.
Yeah, we're just like we're just hanging with our buddy Mr. iPhone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
she's just around the corner. I'm just texting with her.
I know.
No, I'm tweeting.
And I've never felt badly about being at a bar by myself because I always got my good buddy Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you do that merry-go-round. You go, email, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, email, Twitter, yep. Snapchat. And you just go around.
More updates now.
Yeah, more updates. And this is a very sad thing to admit to as I'm saying it out loud, but I'm saying we all kind of do this, I hope.
very drunk sometimes.
But yeah. Very drunk. And I'll wake up in the morning and be like, what the fuck was I even doing on there? But having it out of the house is like, you're never really alone. Yeah. I think. And, I always think about it too when I'm like on the road or something. Like I go away to do a show or something and I'm just like, and I'm in like a car and I have like Google Maps going and it's like, take a right. And I'm like, thank you. You know, I can't imagine like doing that 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, just being like, do you ever see the movie? What's the movie where they sing the folk songs? It was just recently out.
Mighty Wind. No.
No. He's it's like a sad movie. It's a Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, like
Llewyn Davis. Inside Llewyn Davis. Thank you. Yeah. Inside Llewyn Davis, there's a scene where he drives to
Brother We're Out Thou. Yeah. They do that too.
He drives to Chicago. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
And
you didn't see it. But there's a scene where he drives to Chicago and he's in the cold and you're just for whatever reason, I was like, "Oh my god. Without an iPhone that ride from New York to Chicago seems the worst.
Unbearable.
Just the whole time going through the radio dial, like having to twist it. Like, oh my God.
Well, the other thing is I feel like I can never get work done at home either because I'm always on my fucking phone.
Yeah.
So that'd almost be a benefit.
Like, this is the thing.
Write a new hour in the first day without it.
You're like, oh, I can't look at some chick on Instagram. Right. You know, oh, okay. I can't whack off now. Okay. Now this brings us all full circle.
Do you get Oscar Isaac a lot for lookalike?
No.
You don't?
I don't. Oh, I get a lot of eyebrow people.
Eyebrow.
Yeah, somebody has a thick eyebrow. I look exactly like them to them. How about this? Would you rather be a practice squad player on an NFL team or the starting goalie of an NHL team? Either way, you get about the same recognition. Goalies probably get noticed even less than normal players. You can't really see their faces at all. The goalie makes a lot more money, but at the same time has to put in a lot more work than the football player. I would be the goalie because I, like Mansamp. Mansamp is Chris. He's our normal producer. But Shelby, you a hockey fan?
I am.
Okay, so like Shelb, classic Shelb, yeah. I'm a big hockey fan. So what say you? Oh, honorable J Train. What do you think, Jeff?
Man.
Practice squad, player on an NFL team.
I mean, the only sport I'm good at all is Ultimate Frisbee, so it's hard to choose either of these. I can't skate for shit.
Yeah.
I don't like being hit. I think I'd have to take... You'd rather be, you know, recognized. Mm. If you're a starting goalie, you know, that brings
squad players, though, like, just because college football is so big, those guys do get... have a level of fame coming into NFL just because they, like, especially they went to,
but
like,
I'm assuming
Alabama.
This question is, you'll always be on the practice squad, though,
yeah,
for your entire life.
Mm. No. Or as long as that lasts, and it doesn't last very long.
You want to be a starter.
Shelb?
You got to go goalie.
Goalie. Like,
you have to, right?
The city that you're playing, you're known.
Revered.
You're known. You're known.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're on the pictures on the way in.
Totally. I'm going goalie. Mostly because I know a guy who, like, played that practice squad, edge of the football team, yeah, you know, lifestyle, and it fucking is a mind fuck. Like,
yeah, right?
we think not getting booked for a show is fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, yeah, we don't need you this week.
Or,
go home.
Or you need to be the one that says you hit the hooker because we don't want our starters to miss Sunday.
Yeah, go smoke
you're
some
going
weed.
To prison.
We gotta change up the narrative of this team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going hockey goalie. Also,
nice.
Because if you're a hockey goalie, I'm sure hockey goalie's fuck game is on point. Yeah. Right?
Ooh, they got
the
squats.
The spider splits,
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, stretchy.
Yeah.
You get to wear that mask before you get into the bedroom.
Exactly. And hockey chicks are like, I got to say, girls that are into hockey guys, they're out of their fucking mind.
I'm going to say they're completely lunatics.
Yeah, they're completely crazy. Right. They have this, like,
but in a fun way.
In a fun way. No, they're absolutely crazy. You meet these chicks and they're like, I'm like, the chicks that are really into hockey, they're like, they're all a little bit more aggressive than usual. Mm. And they're all, like, ready to be a hockey mom.
Yeah.
So there's that craziness to them. And there's just something about them that, right, is, like, it just looks fun to fuck.
They all, yeah, have a scar, but it's not from a surgery. It's like, that was a bottle that was thrown,
yes,
and I had to get stitched up.
Exactly. If you have a hypothetical, send it into jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Shelby, you got some news?
I do. It's some somber news.
Somber.
No.
Could be considered that.
You have a good voice for a somber news story.
It is.
To come in.
It's a somber voice.
Yes.
The Miss Teen USA is getting rid of their bikini competition.
Wow. Now, this is a tough one to comment
news,
on. Yeah, because what is Teen USA?
That
what
is
are the age ranges?
14 to 19.
You gotta say, I can't believe it took them this long. I can't believe this is like... This is like literally like playing with fire.
I know. First we lose the pogo stick competition for them. Now no more,
yeah,
bikini.
What were the things before
right.
this that were like encouraging more pedophilia? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like what was like
pick what, leading contest?
Who was against? Yeah. I do like it's got to be the toughest thing. Here, let's do some J Train Theater. We do this every now and again. J Train Theater. We're going to do some J Train Theater and we'll put in a mark for we'll put it in. You, I want you to be the head of the Miss Teen USA pageant giving a press conference.
The judge who's got to bring this
you
news
gotta bring
out.
You got to bring the news out and I'm going to be the one guy that I'll be the one guy that's upset
fielding questions.
Just like giving questions. I'm coming from the pro. We need the swimsuit competition. Okay.
Well, it is with a heavy heart that I do have to announce to you people that we are going to be eliminating the swimsuit portion of the competition. I think we can all find, though, that...
question!
Oh, yeah, yes.
I got a question.
Sir?
Coming from the pedophilia report.
Right. Sir, in the crop top and
yes,
the wireframes.
Thank you. Jared Free from Pedophilia Daily. I you're taking away the... The swimsuit portion.
We feel that it's no longer necessary to objectify women who are 14. That's what we're starting at.
But what
14
about
years old?
Well, hold on. But what will you tell Gap kids? They have a line to run. You know, how are you going to fill in these ad dollars? Gap kids.
We don't want to put on their khaki swimsuits or whatever else they're trying to peddle on us.
But don't you think this is a bad idea? What about all the fans?
I mean, you can still picture them naked. You can still whatever you're left with at your news publication.
I need this. Please don't take this away from me.
This is an internet publication.
And end scene. Okay. Good job. That was great. That was not fantastic.
Felt terrible, but...
No, I just say I like to be the one guy. Like who stood up in the room? Leading up, like this doesn't just happen once. It wasn't like one guy was like, "Hey, we should take away these bikinis." This is kind of weird.
It was some of their parents.
Yeah.
Like, you know that someone's like, Jasmine has double D's that will be out. They need to see these.
Yeah, that's a
furious.
That's a furious mom.
It is being replaced by athletic wear. So it's basically
athletic. Oh, see. Now my reporter's a little bit happier.
Right.
Because
painted on spandex.
Yoga pants are in. Now we can imagine a vagina. It's going to be great.
You see the outline of it now.
Yeah. This got even grosser. Like
athletic
wear.
They
filled one creepy guy's boner in with another creepy guy's boner.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for them, Miss Teen USA. Thank you for bringing the
news.
Luckily,
reading and math still not a part of the competition.
No, fuck the math portion. We're going with yoga pants and spandex.
No
That's
STEM.
What we need. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks.
Go follow Shelby Classic Shelb, bringing some classic news story.
God, that's a good handle. That's a handle.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Snapchat. Jeff, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
At Jay Steinbrenner on Twitter and Snapchat. Go check him out. Support him. Thank you for coming on. I'm Jared Fried. That is our show. We'll be back next Tuesday with another episode. Keep spreading the word to your friends. Keep sending those emails to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. I am jtrain56 on all platforms. I'd love to have you follow along. And we will be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.